For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, rocking out to Cajun music, that can only mean one thing. You are tuned in to Rosie on the House. And if you're following along with our home maintenance calendar, it's a free calendar we send to you, the Arizona homeowner. Just let us know you want one, and we'll drop it in the mail. Lance went by the post office yesterday and dropped off all the orders that had come in for the week. And 2019's will be here in less than a month. And if you flipped up on Thursday into November, you knew that we were going to be talking about home financing here in the month of November. It's not a topic we frequent regularly. It's more about home maintenance and how-tos and projects. But the first step of home owning a home is financing a home. And owning to finance it, you've got to have a good credit rating, which we talked about in our weekly how-to last hour. This hour, we're going to talk about finance options, different programs that are available, maintaining your home, if you're going to pull out a second mortgage or use a home line of credit to get projects on, all those types of things we're going to dive into this hour with Harold Perkins from Galaxy Lending, who's joined us live in studio. And Harold, I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing, but yesterday in the paper, look at this. The Luxury Collection from Russ Lyon Realty. The Luxury Edition from Coldwell Banker Magazine Edition. The New Home Central is many more pages than usual. It's usually like one page. It's one, two, this is up to 12 now. Out of the Wall Street Journal, the Mansion section is 12 pages. A lot of available things on the market. Is this a good sign or a bad sign?
It's a good sign. What we're seeing happening is we are seeing a bit of a seller's market. There's motivation on the buyer side of things, because what we've seen with interest rates over the past year, definitely, but especially during the past 6 months, is there has been an increase in interest rates, and mortgage interest rates are higher now than they've been in years and years and years. And so it's a big motivation for buyers to, if they're on the fence, it's time to buy. If you wait, what we're seeing is home prices are still going up, interest rates are going up, and so to purchase a home is becoming more expensive. Now is the time to do it. Get into that house if you're looking to upgrade or move up in size or move up in location as far as where you want to live in your home. Now is the time to do it. It's going to be more expensive later. And sellers recognize that too. And sellers oftentimes are they're selling a house in order to purchase the next one and move up to the next one. So there is a lot of activity in the market in both resale and new construction. And the time now is to do it. It's more expensive than it was a year ago. And so to keep it affordable and keep it in your budget for the type of home that you're looking for, everybody will recommend to you do it now.
And obviously the 2008 still in the back of a lot of our minds, and not ending up in a situation we got into the big real estate collapse. I know it's absolutely hard to predict, but you always buy low, sell high is a great, you know, how many times have you heard that? Where are we in the buy low, sell high? I mean, if we, like you said, it's more expensive than we were last year. I'm asking you impossible questions to answer. We're not to the peak of the high, though. We're not going in to the situation like in 2007, where I bought a home for $450,000 that last year was $250,000, and the following year it was worth $150,000.
The move in the market and the move in the values is not as extreme as it was in 05, 06, 07, but it's been more stable, and it's been more of a stable increase in values and prices and everything. But home prices are getting to the point where they were when we looked at it at its peak 10, 12 years ago. We're getting close to that price point level again. One thing that's very interesting about it, though, if we go look at where interest rates were back in 2005, 2006, 2007, we're still significantly lower than that now as far as interest rates are today compared to where they were right at the peak of the market. If we're at the peak of the market now, don't know. It's impossible to tell. You really don't know if you've hit the peak of the market until after you've already passed it and it's on its way back down. So that I could not predict exactly, but we are getting to a point where we are seeing those home prices increase. I think the conditions, if we relate them to before the burst, the conditions are slightly different. Some of the financing restrictions that are in place now were not in place right then. It was much easier to get your financing back then. So I don't know if the conditions are aligning to where we see that huge burst like we saw before, but it's everything's moving positively or in an upward direction as far as home values.
And there's not near the frenzy, it seemed like, leading up to that. You couldn't drive down a street leaving work in the morning and not come home and there's a new for sale sign up driving home. I mean, houses were turning over so quick. Everyone became a house flipper and a real estate expert overnight, and the amount of amateur money that hit the market in that industry, it was just like this crazy frenzy that everyone just started feeding off of. And I had to do this. And then all of a sudden it just all evaporated. And you don't see that kind of crazy
definitely
behavior.
Not. Definitely not. Not as much. It's definitely more stable while still appreciating in a more stable way. And so it's less likely to me that we're going to see the huge collapse and burst like we saw before. And a lot of that just due to financing regulation that's in place now to help prevent those kinds of things from happening.
Now, as I'm looking at a new home, I'm a first-time home buyer, what is my goal as it relates to my income? I mean, we don't want to get in a situation where, you know, we're just working to make it to just pay the mortgage. We still need utilities. We still need food. We still need maintenance. We still have cars. We still got all these other expenses. What is a good percentage ratio that I need to stay under?
Sure, absolutely. So for your house payment, including your property taxes, your homeowner's insurance, and your HOA if you have one, your goal is to have your house payment not exceed 25% to 30% of your gross monthly income. At that range, that house should be affordable. You should not find yourself house poor or working solely for your house. And then as we look at overall debt, so house payment plus your car, plus any credit card balances, student loans, those kinds of things, the total of all of your monthly payments really should not exceed 40% to 45% of your gross monthly income. Now, of course, everybody's scenario is different, and there are circumstances where you might want that ratio to be a little bit lower. There are circumstances where we will certainly approve it if those ratios are higher. So those are numbers that are not set in stone. It's always independent for the individual, but that's a general guideline to look at. And
a good starting point. We've got to start somewhere.
And our expert loan officers that we have at Galaxy will help guide you through those numbers and help work with your budget, and just to make sure that we're looking at houses that really do make sense for the price point that you want to be in and for where your income and where your debts are.
And for a first-time home buyer, average income probably let's start at $65,000.
Sure.
Late 20s. Got a little bit of student loan paying off a car payment. $460,000 on a budget. Location, location, location. Am I just destined, and I want to be a homeowner, am I just destined to be a commuter if I've got a job in downtown Phoenix?
Well, possibly. And so it is as we get into that first time home buyer range, what we are finding as home values go out or go up, I mean, you're looking at homes that are further and further outside of town. And so, and you generally do see that because of location. As you get further out of town, the home prices will decline a little bit. And so it is typical and normal to see the first-time home buyer end up somewhere in the outskirts of town. And then as they build equity in the property and then it comes time to move up to the next home, then you've got more money to work with for down payment and you kind of work your way back into town. And so that's not everyone, but that's how it goes. Or you work your way further out.
Or on a 30-year timeline and you never even move, you're in town. The development has consumed you.
That's true. Where I live in Chandler, I remember when we bought out there, it was the middle of nowhere, still a bunch of dirt roads and everything. And now I do feel like we're in the middle of town. So
you may never even move anywhere, and then the growth comes to you. And Casa Grande, there is so much. So I drove to Tucson for the Saba Home Show. I generally go the Phoenix bypass route from the Women Plantation. It's just easy enough to get on 85, go out Buckeye, Gila Bend, come out on the south side of Casa Grande, and you don't even have to mess with whatever traffic through the 10 and the 202 and the 51 and that whole nightmare. But it was early enough in the morning. The amount of manufacturing and big warehouses going in that south side of Chandler, south of, you know, that Riggs Road. You're a 45-minute maximum from Casa Grande. And there are wonderful deals in Casa Grande. You're not – that development has gotten so far south. What used to be maybe an hour and a half or an hour is down to 45 minutes if you've got a manufacturing or a warehouse industry job on the south side of Chandler.
Yeah, and that's what we see happening with the homes that are going up in Casa Grande, and as that market grows, yeah, the commute is pretty reasonable from Casa Grande to South Chandler now, and the homes go where the jobs are, and so as the industries come in and build their plants and put the jobs in those areas, the homes are going to go up accordingly, and Casa Grande is far enough out that the home values are still affordable for people looking for that entry-level home.
And Casa Grande is now really Casa Grande.